Hi Anna, it's a real pleasure having you on the podcast. How are you today?
I'm very fine, thank you. And thank you for inviting me to this Voice of Life Science episode.
Yes, of course. I've known you for quite some time. You've been involved in multiple projects that we kind of met each other. And I thought it would be really interesting to understand your perspectives as well, the perspective of a consultant. So for the people that don't know you yet, could you say a few words about who you are and what you do?
Yes, of course. I work as a senior consultant in a consultancy house. I'm focused on supporting life science clients when they have change projects related to business, primarily in the area of regulatory affairs. This may cover projects related to process optimization, vendor selection for new regulatory systems, or implementation of those systems. Support when updating existing systems, and it could also be analyzes business impact on new regulatory requirements.
So that's quite a lot of things that you actually do. And I think the benefit of being a consultant, and I used to be one before changing my roles, is that you touch many projects, you touch many companies. So you really have a variety of understanding of how companies operate, what are the challenges, how are they solving these challenges. And the interesting thing is that the regulations are the same, right? So if you want to market your drugs in European Union, you will have to follow the same regulation, more or less, depending on types of products you have, etc. But the way companies approach this can be vastly different. And the challenges these companies have are also different. So that's what I would like to start with. From your perspective of, you know, so many companies that you've seen and worked with, what are some of the common challenges or the common themes that you see in all of the projects?
Yeah, but you're absolutely correct. Regulatory projects all are very similar. They all have to reach the same end goal, but they are also very complex, and there are different approaches in different companies, different departments on how to reach those goals. Primarily regulatory projects, they're complex because the whole area of regulatory affairs is complex. There are so many rules and regulations we have to follow. And depending on the product type, we may handle it one way. Depending on the application route, we will handle it another way. The health authority that we apply at is also impacting. And the changes that the product will go through during its life cycle all impacts how we do our processes and how we handle our products in the company. And it's these processes that we support when doing projects to make them more efficient, make them better. So we've learned from one of the earlier talks that you've had on this channel that people, processes, and data are the foundation of any business transformation. So today I would like to focus a bit on the people part, because project success is heavily dependent on people that are assigned to the project and their ability to bridge knowledge between them.
Exactly. I think this makes a lot of sense. And also in the previous conversations I've had on the podcast with many guests is that digitalization seems it's like a hype word. Many people talk about it. A lot of companies are being on digitalization transformation projects or however, whatever kind of name they put to it. But in the end, these are pharmaceutical companies, right? They are the experts in research and development, in, you know, getting life-saving medicines to the market. So it's not always easy to have the experts in the project team that really understand the technology and that really understand the business behind. So I've seen quite often having the IT perspective, so the IT experts who really understand technology and really know what is needed from that perspective. On the other side, we have the subject matter experts who really understand the business they are in, but sometimes there's a gap on both sides, right? They don't really understand the full thing. So would you say this is one of the main challenges, like different perspectives, different knowledge or expertise?
Absolutely. Yes. So I would like to talk about two things in relation to that. And that is, the first thing is about creating a common understanding in a project. And then also, I would like to focus a bit on what I've called a translator role, for the lack of a better term. Because when you are in these complex regulatory projects, you have the project participants, as you say, they come from different areas of the business. They may come from regulatory affairs, they may come from pharmacovigilance, clinical operations. They also come from IT, as you mentioned. And then there are external partners like myself. And we all come into a project with these different backgrounds. We have different expertises, but we also have different expectations to the project. And then in the project, we are assigned tasks. We have project objectives. We have a project plan in place. And so in theory, we should be able to start delivering. I just don't think it's necessarily the way that it works. Are we really at that point in time able to start delivering? And my point here is that I think we need more than just that to ensure that we are in fact putting people on the same journey in the project. So one of the most important things when starting out such a new regulatory project is to work on and establish a common understanding, both of where we want to go, obviously, but also to get a better understanding of where each of the project participants is actually coming from, and to know how that fits into the project objective. So I think what is essential when building a project team is to create that a new reality to work within. So if we fail on that task, then the project participants, they will stay in their kind of silo-oriented mode and deliver into the project from their previous view of the work, they, where they come from, rather than having a view based on the common project understanding. On top of that, also, we cannot all know everything about, you know, regulatory requirements, submission processes, migration rules, system limitations, but we need to try to meet somewhere in the middle and create this common foundation to build the project on. So in many ways, it's a bit of learning about what others do and what the project means to them, but it's really a lot about getting to know the other people and strengthening the collaboration in general.
I really like these ideas. I think one idea that you've mentioned is kind of putting all of the people in the same boat. So giving the understanding or the notion that we are all sailing towards the same goal. So it's not just about the individuals and what the individuals need. It's about the success of the whole and how can we actually get to that. But you're right. It's, you have to kind of meet somewhere in the middle, right? You cannot... Sometimes it's a bit difficult to have it all. Also, potentially, as you said, the regulations are very complex and there's so many new regulations coming out and there's so much knowledge out there that sometimes I guess people who just work on a very specific thing can just think just from that perspective, but they don't think about everything else is being impacted. So how do you, I guess it's a lot of change management, but how do you actually... communicate the importance of, you know, saying, hey, you know, like as a subject matter expert, you are focusing on this and your colleague is focusing on this, but as a whole, you know, you're kind of supporting each other, you're collaborating, because in the end, the work of both is going to impact the whole organization, is going to help the whole organization as well as individuals. So what would be your advice maybe to the companies who are starting projects or potentially are struggling? How can you, you know, get everyone on the same boat or the same understanding?
Yes, I say we don't need to know all, but what we need to know is who knows what I don't know, so that you can go to that person and get that input that is needed at that point in time. So that is kind of the level we have to reach. And then during the project, because funny enough, projects, they are not static. We may change scope and we may change where we actually want to go. There may be new project participants coming in. So you need to go and revisit this common understanding during the project as well. And I think that is really important part of maintaining this. And the other thing, so the other topic that I also wanted to touch upon today is this about the role of the translator. So even in the best of projects, it happens that the participants just don't understand each other because we do come from different backgrounds. And in those cases, I've just seen previously, it may be helpful to have some project participants who can assist in translating. And such a translator role may not be defined clearly, but it's a person who have the ability to bridge over professions or have experience from previous similar projects so that they are able to keep these complex projects moving forward. And I feel a little bit lucky because to me, this is becoming a role that I can more and more often support because over the years I've gained more experience and I have a broader view and I've seen many of these projects. So I actually find it a very nice way to be able to help and drive projects going forward. And I would like to use the opportunity here today to advocate a bit for this role because I do believe that it very often exists in projects, but it's rarely articulated.
I really like this idea of the translator, or however we want to actually call it. It could be any name, but I think it translates really well because if you've seen similar challenges before and you've seen various ways in how companies have solved these challenges or different project teams, and it's much easier for you to translate to say, hey, we've seen this 5 times already. And these are the ways different teams have solved this challenge. And potentially these are the things you can have a look at. But you're right, it's not just about looking at the previous experience and just saying, this is what others have done, and this is what you should do. It's that element also of the translation, of understanding the team you're sitting with, the needs they have, the place where they're at today, and then really give them the advice or kind of guide them on the journey that's fit for them individually, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
How do you make sure that everyone is on that common understanding? So let's say that the common understanding of the project or whatever you're trying to achieve is the Northern Star, right? You're looking towards the Northern Star and you're sailing towards there, hoping that it's going to get you to your goal. Is this something that you would normally write down that you would always revisit, or how would you make sure that people are always on that boat understanding the journey?
I don't think it's necessarily because we're all striving towards the same goal. We all have the project objective. What is it we want to get out of this? I think that's always clear. Hopefully it is clear for everybody. I do have an example though on a project I was in that I think where we made it really well and we managed to do this where we actually had an activity that we did very early on in the project that was not, you can say, about where is it we want to end, but where we, as part of a preparation for a vendor selection for new publishing solution, started by looking at the current publishing processes that such a new system should be able to support. So we met up the project team, we spent some time together, I think like 2 full workshop days probably, but I think the time was well spent because in the end we had a clear view of each of the impacted processes in the publishing area. So like, how do you do this for the ECGD? How do we do the other team that handles the paper? How do you do it with the clinical trial applications, promotional materials and other regional publishing requirements that there were in different countries. And by the end, we found similarities, we found differences, but we managed to create a common understanding in the team that enabled us to draw up one common future process that we wanted to strive towards, that this new system should then be able to support. But I also think that taking that time to meet up with the people, to have an activity that we actually did, also helped out. And so it brought the project team together, but it also provided a sense of ownership towards the new process. Everybody has a stake in that new process and could recognize the parts of the old process that they brought along. And then what we also saw was that other project activities like listing user requirements and establishing use cases became easier and very quickly more clear because we've had that initial creative and collaborative phase.
I think this is really good. I think this is a really good summary of the full conversation. And what I like about this podcast and having the opportunity to speak to so many of you is that very common themes start emerging. Even though I've had, I think this is now the sixth conversation, it always came down to the people part, right? It's always about the people in the end. We can put processes, we can put technology on the top, we can do all of these things, data, but it's people. And the idea that I took from today from you is, I think it's really good or very important to spend some time together and build relationships before even the project starts. Because if you really understand the perspectives of other people, where they're coming from, what their needs are, and what they are hoping to achieve, and you kind of put them on the boat, making sure that they understand that they are important part of the whole chain. And if everyone has a common understanding of that, then it's much easier to drive the project. It's easy to do things when things go well. It's difficult when the things get difficult. But then if everyone is on the same boat, then even then, it's easier to find solutions, right? Is there any other piece of advice you would give to the companies who are currently in the process or starting the process of a new project?
Just to say that you're absolutely right, David. There is no fantastic magic behind this. It is really very basic, I think also very basic human understanding and way of working. We all need to have a stake in what we do to keep the interest and find the motivation for delivering in. And I just see that investing that extra time and effort to create this common understanding in the beginning, that being by having a common project activity in the beginning, for instance, as with the example. So being able to work on establishing this project team as a team always is a good investment. I've never seen that would be time wasted, but I've seen projects where this was maybe not done to a good enough level where that it creates problems later on, as you also say, this about being able to communicate with people. And even if it not goes really well, it's still easier to communicate with people that you've actually met, see, looked in the eye and feel that you know. And then this about the translator role. So again, to have a profile with a dual professional experience, maybe both regulatory, IT, or someone who has previous experience in the same type of projects, who will be able to kind of have this supporting role to bridge the knowledge, to facilitate alignment. And I think that also will minimize the risk of the projects coming out in severe troubles.
That's a fantastic summary, and I think really good advice to anyone who's listening. Anne, with this, I would like to thank you. It was a short but very productive conversation. As always, I always learn something new, like little perspectives or different perspectives always add up to my knowledge of the field and the industry. So I really appreciate your time, and I thank you for that. And I hope that we will continue working together in some way, shape, or form.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much, David.